Okay, we've looked at storytelling, we've looked at tenderness, a revolution of tenderness, and we're very briefly now going to look at the hospitality as a lens to understand what we're being invited to in the joy of love. I don't know what words come to your mind when I say hospitality. You know, we have the hospitality industry. I was very fortunate last night to be at a genuinely hospitable B&B. So hospitality industry and hospitality can come together very genuinely. But what I mean when I say hospitality, I don't know if any words come to your mind. I have to admit, because I knew it was important, so I said to Kate, yes, I look for hospitality. I had a PDF of The Joy of Love. I Googled it, and there were very few times that the word hospitality came up. So I thought, oh no, I know it's there. And so then I Googled a few other words. Can you think what other words, anyone want to suggest what other words would take me to places in the document which capture what hospitality is about? Welcome and welcoming. Lots of those. Welcome, welcoming. Any other words?
Service. Sorry?
Service. The idea of being in service to others.
Nourishment.
I didn't even think of generosity. I didn't think of looking for nourishment. Generosity is a very frequent word throughout the document.
Sorry?
Giving alms. The kettle's on. it's funny. I think Pope Francis genuinely knows people, and he generally experiences hospitality. I think one of the things that is missing in his life to date is he hasn't really experienced the kettle's on Irish hospitality. Perhaps in 2018. So it's those kinds of words. It's the ideas of openness, generosity, welcoming, service, giving alms. In a homily that Pope Francis gave in sometime this past summer, June or July, he focused on the importance of listening as one of the best ways to communicate hospitality. Does that resonate with you? I find it hard to put it in words, but I know the feeling when somebody in their words is being very welcoming, but it almost feels like they're filling up all the space so that there's no space for you. Have you felt something like that? Hospitality, listening being a part of it, is creating a space, a welcoming space for the other person. When I first knew that this document was coming out, and even with the synod process, I have to admit, I felt this little sense of resistance to this focusing on families. And the reason for that is I've come across it in South Africa, where if a community says we are geared toward ministering to families, that what happens is married couples with children feel very welcome and things are put on for them. But if all we mean by focus on the family is focus on married couples with children, our message is not very hospitable to the whole community and to the many different ways that people are related and find themselves alone or in community. And there's in the joy of love, there is this constant emphasis on a wider hospitality. And so there is this recognition that in the particular grace that attaches to marriage and to bringing children into the world, that it's kind of like we have a little powerhouse or a cell that is life-giving and that can really give the gift of life to the larger community. But that is a particular gift which is spreads love and joy throughout the world. The idea is that love's joy is constantly widening the circle. And so Pope Francis spends a lot of time stressing that it's not about families looking inward. It's constantly that idea of hospitality, opening up a welcoming space so that the joy of love that may find a very natural place to be planted as a seed in family is constantly spreading out. I'm mixing my metaphors. I'm now thinking of the stone in the water and the ripples going out and out and out. And so he speaks of children in the ideal world, in the world of what ought to be. Children experience that love that they need at their core of being loved so that they can open out to love. They experience that from their parents. Many, many children do not. So there is adoption. There is also the wider community being family to the children within the community. So that children who do not live in the ideal world of experiencing the depth of love from mother and father should never be left. If there are Christians in the community, children should never be left without the experience of feeling deeply and unconditionally loved. That's hospitality. That's opening the space for people to be welcomed to experience the love of God. I love that one of the places he speaks about this love and hospitality opening out, he talks about in-laws. So I'm giving you this as an example to show you how hospitality means that the joy that begins in family opens out wider and wider. He says about in-laws, he says, we cannot forget that this larger family includes fathers-in-law, mothers-in-law, and all the relatives of the couple. He's not married, but he knows married people. One particularly delicate aspect of love is learning not to view these relatives as somehow competitors, threats, or intruders. The conjugal union demands respect for their traditions and customs, an effort to understand their language and to refrain from criticism, caring for them and cherishing them while maintaining the legitimate privacy and independence of the couple. Being willing to do so is also an exquisite expression of generous love for one's spouse. Did you hear all those generosity, hospitality words there? Respect, an effort to understand their language, refrain from criticism, caring for them, cherishing them. Those are all verbs which show us hospitality in practice. But to give you a sense of how inclusive this the hospitality, which in a sense finds its very natural home within family, should be, paragraph 197. This larger family, what does he mean by the larger family? He's very concerned about community and building communities. There are ways of building family which isolate family. you know, which break down community. So we build, when the Spirit of God is at work, love increases, and love always opens out. Love always reaches out to the other. And so what he means by this larger family, this whole paragraph is, or this whole section is called a big heart. He says, in addition to the small circle of the couple and their children, there's a larger family. So it's between parents and children, brothers, sisters, relatives, members of the household, other families that you're friends with, friends and other families, as well as communities of families who support one another in their difficulties. And in that community, family of families, this is what hospitality looks like. This larger family should provide love and support to teenage mothers, children without parents, single mothers left to raise children, persons with disabilities needing particular affection and closeness, young people struggling with addiction, the unmarried, separated, or widowed who are alone, and the elderly and infirm who lack the support of their children. It should also embrace even those who have made shipwreck of their lives. It should embrace even those who have made shipwreck of their lives. This wider family can help make up for the shortcomings of parents, detect and report possible situations in which children suffer violence and even abuse, and provide wholesome love and family stability in cases when parents prove incapable of this. So to go back to that initial niggling concern I had, is this emphasis on family going to be the celebration of a particular model of family which leaves an awful lot of people out? You see, it's not. This is genuine hospitality. And it's part of what the joy of love looks at is the particular calling and the particular grace of parents and of children, of families. And you see how families can be at the root or at the heart of a much larger, inclusive, hospitable way of being God's people in the community. Hospitality is openness, generosity, listening, welcome. If we are practicing hospitality, we are living out the joy of love, and we are giving to people who may not experience that in their own nuclear families, we're giving to people the opportunity to experience the love of God in the real, in what actually is. Thank you.